Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DGS 104.1 FM KMOX, happy Friday to you. The great Alvin Reed is with us every Friday from The American and from Donnybrook. How was Donnybrook?
It was good. You know, so just like somebody asked you, how was the show today?
Yeah.
What do you say? Like, oh, it sucked.
Texture. Right? Up and down?
Up and down, yeah. No, we always have fun, you know. Did a little, you know, it was pledged, so we did a little fundraising.
Sure.
And at these times, those funds are important.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
That's right. What's the vibe around the place?
It's fine. Defunded, not defeated.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're all right.
Yeah. Boy, they've been talking about that a long time, the conservatives.
Yeah, right.
Since I was on 97.1.
Look, if you're going to do it. But then, Eric Schmidt and some other people had some comments to make. And I said, that's very insulting to those of us who aren't that. And to just label everybody as just basically, conservative hating communists was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
We're just talking about Mizzou football and KU football. And I'm excited.
Yeah, my birthday.
Yeah.
Man,
you guys have the same birthday.
Yep.
Remember?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know the thing. You know the drill, right?
I know it.
Just for us.
Right? Yeah, just for us.
Yeah.
We should go together. Birthday buddies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's a buddy movie.
Right.
Well,
we should go to Lawrence to watch the game.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be.
Yeah.
I would do that. I got nothing else going on my birthday.
It might be fun until the third quarter.
We'll see. I don't know. when I saw them beat Iowa State last year, they're a surprising team.
Well, I was there for Colorado game. I was there when they played who did we beat? Houston, I guess. Now even though they didn't make a bowl game last year, not to make this about KU football, but they're the first college ever as an unranked team beat three ranked teams in a row. Yeah. And Iowa State, Brigham Young, and then Colorado. And well, that's kind of difficult to do, right? Like that's difficult to do. So, yeah, more power to
him. What did you guys talk about on Donnybrook last night?
Oh, let's see. It was the St. Charles manufacturing plant that the people at St. Charles want, and some people do.
Yeah.
Skip back to the beginning, man. This is always tough. I should have wrote this down because 24 hours
did
really
you do the recycling
like
thing?
A 1 hour. We did not. Because the recycling thing broke today, but I did.
Okay.
I did read the story. We recycle in Kirkwood. We
do it the right way,
we have the curbside where you have a trash day and recycle day are the same day, mm-hmm. and you have two different receptacles. But years ago, a gentleman named Francis Steindegger, who was on city council, he was big into recycling. I mean, like late '60s, going into the '70s, and we have a. For the number of people that live in Kirkwood, the recycling center is like one of the best in the country, and we do utilize it. We do it. I understand, I guess, why the mayor made the decision that she did, but at the same time, I think recycling is a good thing. I think the fault with recycling is the fault that, you know, human beings are involved and they put the wrong stuff in there and just use it as a trash receptacle. And I use this term, you know, broadly. You know, the greater St. Louis region is more than ready to dumb down the city of St. Louis. So I hate when the city of St. Louis does things to dumb itself down. And, you've figured out mathematically how much waste there is in the program when it comes to $600,000. I don't know how you find that $600,000, but to just, no pun intended, scrap it. I wish there was some other solution than that. But
that's a great way to put it. St. Louis takes so many hits that when they deserve it, it hurts.
Yes.
When they don't get out of their own way.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. But you're right. It comes down to people, though. People will not follow instructions.
And I mean,
it's not that hard.
Yeah, it really is.
These are pretty easy. Usually they come with pictures on the bin.
They do.
Yeah.
And a big, you know, the
like,
red
here's
circle
what goes
with
on
the
this
line.
And here's what goes in this and not this stuff. But if you don't follow directions, you can't have nice things.
Right. Now, this is in the alley, right? You know, but I wish this had been higher. That I guess if you opt to have the curbside pickup, they are doing that. Now, I guess you got to pay extra for that.
Oh,
I understand.
Okay.
I guess. I'm not sure on that one.
Okay.
But that should have been a little higher in the story. I thought that there is a option to recycle. Like, say, if you live someplace close to where the recycling center is, you might do it. If you don't, you're not going to make an extra trip. Unless you just have stacks of cardboard or something comes up where I've got a lot of cardboard.
Yeah.
Or we just bought, we just got a dishwasher, a dryer, and a, 88 screen TV set. What do I do with this cardboard?
Yeah.
Not that I just did that or anything.
No. Yeah. No.
But if you're just real about it, though, the people that are going to do that and take the stuff there, they were the ones doing it right already anyway.
You're exactly right.
So we're not fixing anybody else that's not doing
anything.
It.
Yeah. You're exactly right. And I think that's true in Kirkwood. The people that recycle, recycle. The people that didn't opt to get the green thing, they don't pay for it, so they don't do it. That's fine. I'm not mad at them. But I think those of us that do actually do follow whatever rules they are. But it's pretty simple.
So, Rach, what is it now? Just no recycling?
Yeah, I mean, like Alvin said, you can take it to a drop-off site. You can have it picked up. But those blue bins, that's just all going into the landfill, which it was before.
If you're right.
So, I mean, I like recycling. I think everybody should do it. I wish we had a better system of making this happen. I do think a lot of times people are coming from a good place when they put their pizza box in the blue bin and they don't consider the grease and the crust remnants are going to contaminate the whole thing and we're not going to be able to use any of it. But on a certain level, I'm a little relieved because at least we're not we don't have to do the charade anymore of pretending that it's actually getting recycled when it's just being put in a landfill. This feels like a more truthful place to be than we were, say, a week ago.
All right. Well, Rachel, why does most of the pizza boxes say recycle me?
Great question.
And I follow.
Well, the box can be. Usually there's a liner that needs to be thrown out. There's usually a little.
That part.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's got all the grease and nonsense.
Right. But the box itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they just redid the recycling where I live. And now it's you have to rinse out your soft drink bottles and then let them dry and don't put them in wet because then it can mess with the cardboard. They gave more instructions on what to do.
Okay.
So that it won't just get thrown into a landfill because we had stopped doing it. They stopped taking cardboard forever. Because because people were not doing it right, the cardboard was all just getting smushy and getting all nasty, and you couldn't recycle that anyway, and it would sometimes ruin the rest of what's in there. So if you follow the instructions, it's a lot to ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I'd do all that now. But I'm just basically cans, bottles, paper, occasional cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, a 12-pack of beer would come in kind of cardboard.
Yeah.
Not, I'm a builder.
Man, you're just telling us your whole life.
Man, I got a big TV and a beer.
Watching an 88 with a 12-er.
He's not going to the cards game. He's going to be watching in style.
He's getting wide.
No. The big, wait, the largest one we got is what? 40 in the 40s. We don't have 80.
That's very modest.
Right. Yeah. The living room when it's like 48, I guess, or whatever that size. That, come on now. You think I got a movie theater in my house or something?
I mean, you said it. You kind of dropped
I said
it in there.
If you did get all those things.
Sounded like a little attempt at humble brag.
Oh, no.
What's it cost for like an 88?
I don't think it's as crazy as it used to be.
It's not crazy anymore at all.
Yeah.
Right. And if you want to buy some, you know, some brand you never heard of before, it's relatively inexpensive. I would never buy one. But even if you really wanted to buy a really nice one, that's not that much.
I just pulled up one. Oh, boy. Now, this one, you don't want this one. This one is $13,000.
Well, no.
That's special.
Yeah, that one's got, it's like a super smart TV. No, I'm seeing a lot of these.
I like how David just goes, ooh, I want that one. That one sounds good. Yeah.
Do the players
there,
like
there
jump
are versions
off the...
of it that are a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get one. I mean, I think Sam's, you're about $1,700. And that's for, I mean, that's for Samsung or something like that. So
when a phone's going to do that?
Man, I think they
never with the tariffs.
Well, you're right about half the stuff inside of there is half of it's expensive and the other half is going to have a tariff on it.
Yeah. We were just talking to a restaurateur friend of ours the other day on the show, and off the air he was saying it's such a challenging time because they're basically losing money every day because of the tariffs.
I didn't realize that it was already tagging. What item is?
I don't know. I don't remember a specific item. Just saying, like everything, like they're just not covering their cost, right. And they don't feel like they can raise their prices.
Okay, because a lot, you know, some did. You know, there. I've known places. I know people that we did have to kind of do an adjustment over the past year and raise prices. Not a lot, but they did. You know,
you ready to give Donald Trump the Nobel Prize if he works this thing out with Ukraine?
No. No. I mean, would we work it out? Like, surrender? I mean, what? No. That could have been handled better from the get. Look, maybe it's just I'm a Cold War kid. I don't trust the Soviet Union to do nothing. The Soviet Union is not our friend. Maybe I don't go as far as say our enemy, but the Soviet Union is looking out for the Soviet Union, and one of the things that is in the way of the Soviet Union looking out for the Soviet Union is the United States of America. So I'll never forget that, ever. So I definitely don't trust Putin.
I tend to agree.
That's all.
Yeah, even if there was some kind of a quote-unquote good deal now, just don't trust it.
I don't trust it at all.
Because they've done it before. Oh, they've done it before in Ukraine.
Yes. Well, I mean, this is, we've watched this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
We're back here again. And they find out that, gosh, we just thought we'd run roughshod right over this country. Never happens. You know, and I'm not talking about just Ukraine and Russia. Why didn't this happen? So, well, you know, these other countries put up a scrap. And then about the time you figure out you're in a scrap, now people start, you know, the accountants step up and say, like, do you realize this is so much, this is costing us? It really is impacting our economy. Never mind the ill will of people actually being killed, sons and daughters, but it just doesn't add up to anything, you know, successful.
Do you think Putin fears the U.S. in any way?
I think every country fears the U.S. in a way. I said that I think every country out there knows if they ever really felt like they had to, like, take care of a problem, they could take care of a problem. So, you know, we can only go so far with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that showed in Desert Storm or you know, wherever it's at, that, you know, problem arises, we can take care of it. But it's just when we have to make up our mind to take care of it.
Yeah. That's Alvin Reed. Thank you, buddy.
All right,
have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 322. Let's do DGS Happy Hour.
Sounds good.
Anybody got anything? You guys are very hesitant on this. It makes me laugh at me.
I mean, I got stuff, but I just don't want to be like, oh, I'll talk again.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's good to know, like, the vibe of the happy hour. Like, should I do something lighthearted? Should I do something serious? Let me bring up something that Chris Ranji actually brought to me earlier today. Because we thought of you, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
As a tattoo guy, there was a man who passed away. And before his funeral, his wife went and, like, took a Sharpie and basically circled a certain one of his tattoos that she wanted to preserve.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to, before he was, like, embalmed and all that, kind of remove the tattoo, remove that bit of skin, They went, they had it preserved. Now it's framed and hanging in their home. She revealed all of this in a TikTok video that has since gone viral. People are kind of divided about it. Some people think it's great and it's, you know, oh, maybe I'll do that. And others were like, this is weird. You've got a piece of your husband's skin hanging in your house. I'm just wondering if your family wanted to do something like that to preserve one of your tattoos, how would you feel about it?
I'm dead, so do whatever you want to do. But I think it's disgusting. I'm not big on mutilating dead bodies.
Okay.
I'm not big on skinning people. I'm not big on keeping human skin as a remembrance. So I get it. I don't judge. I'm not the one doing it. If it makes the widow happy and everyone happy and maybe that's what he wanted, then great. Far be it from me to judge another family, but I wouldn't want it for me.
It's
very creepy to me.
Yeah.
How do you feel about whenever people do like the cremation and then they take that and they make it into like a diamond that they could wear all the time? Yeah, it's just a little less like visceral.
It's a little less, here's my dad's skin.
Right. Yeah, it's a little less like, here's literally some human flesh.
Good point, you guys. You're making some good points.
Good times. Good times.
Yeah. Mine is a little bit related to that. You guys have probably heard of this. I've seen it a couple of times in my work with hospice at Bethesda and doing the No One Dies Alone. But there is something called a death rally that when people are within 48 hours of passing away, and here's the crazy part, even people who are deeply in dementia that have not known anyone for years can have a moment of lucidity that can last several minutes where it's just gone. And it would be like, Rachel, oh my God, what's going on? Am I in the hospital? I mean, and people get up, they cook dinner, they look like they're going to be fine. And people think, oh my gosh, they told us that they were dying and they're clearly not. And then they go right back in and they're gone in 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very consistent. Not everyone has it, but it sounds a lot. Like, it sounds like a lot of people do.
Really interesting. I wonder if that's just like your last bit of adrenaline, basically.
Maybe.
Yeah, your brain just kicks in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kev, what you got?
I got one that's got me a little irritated. So, Little League Baseball put out a statement yesterday begging people to stop gambling on the Little League World Series.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
and one, if you're betting on the Little League World Series, you are sick. You need help. Because, you know, the whole premise of betting on a thing is that you might know a little something about football or the Cardinals game or whatever. You have no idea about these teams. And there is no more unpredictable thing on this planet than a 12-year-old. It's quite literally insane to wager money on 12-year-olds playing baseball. And I would argue that we should probably make it illegal for any legal sports book to post that. And a lot of them don't, by the way. A lot of them do not have that, but some do. That's insane. And you are a crazy person if you're betting on the Little League World Series.
Well, and you know a certain percentage of people who bet a certain way and then it doesn't go their way are going to find a way to reach out and harass the players that they feel have left them down.
Oh, probably on Instagram or whatever. Yeah, I mean, just
very gross.
Truly,
stuff.
Truly sick person if you're betting on the Little League World Series.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Going to be hot as balls over this weekend.
Dave, that's official.
Is this about like what we had a couple weeks ago?
No, it's probably not going to feel much, but the humidity is a little bit lower at this round. And that may be enough, even though we could be in the upper 90s over the weekend for high temperatures. You might say, you know what? It's not nice, but it's not too bad.
Okay. I'll take it.
Maybe not, though.
I'll take what I can get.
So we are looking at 99 tomorrow, 99 on Sunday, 99 on Monday, 99 on Tuesday. Looks like a cool front will start to come in Wednesday. We'll be knocked down probably about 10 degrees on Wednesday and maybe another 5 degrees on Thursday.
Okay. We can do that. We can do 4 or 5 days.
It's a good affirmation. We can do this.
We can do it.
We're capable of anything.
Yeah.
Say hallelujah.
And I know it's not true, but I'm telling myself this is the last bad one of the season. So that's
helping. I'm not sure.
That's helping me.
One other thing that's going on there is one little thunderstorm. It's one of these pulse storms that don't move very much. Right on the east side, it has moved to the east of Granite City and Madison. Hasn't quite gotten to Glen Carbon, Maryville, and Collinsville yet. It may not. It's dying back very, very quickly. But it did bring some heavy downpours of rain. Still bringing some heavy downpours of rain. But that's it. Okay. It'll fade quick.
All righty. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Remember to reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So some good news. U.S. retail sales increased solidly in July. That's the second consecutive month as consumer sentiment is improving, with sales at motor vehicle and parts dealers driving the growth. Other sectors like furniture stores and digital retailers also saw gains. But then you see electronics stores experiencing declines. But I mean, overall, that's encouraging that retail sales are increasing this summer.
Yeah.
Okay. You asked Alvin Reed if he would support the Nobel Peace Prize for Donald Trump if he can facilitate an end to the war in Ukraine. Alvin wasn't going to go for it. But one person that seems open to it is Hillary Clinton. She says it's important to not allow the U.S. to capitulate to Putin. And she says Trump has potential to achieve peace. She says she would even nominate Trump herself if he stood up to the Russian leader in the process.
Yeah, that goes. Yeah, we should know something, I think, by the end of the show.
I don't know. It seems like they just now got to their destination. Were they riding together in the Beast?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Body cam video shows the pilot who was arrested for DUI in the cockpit ahead of a flight earlier this year. This happened in Georgia. The pilot's name is David Paul Alsop. He was removed from the cockpit at Savannah Hilton Head Airport after allegedly failing a sobriety test before a flight to Chicago. The pilot claimed the smell of alcohol that was hanging around him was due to the nicotine gum he was chewing. He was charged with driving under the influence, and the Chicago-bound flight he was supposed to pilot was delayed for hours while Southwest scrambled to find a replacement. Southwest says the safety of their employees and customers is always their top priority.
Nicotine gum smells like alcohol?
I don't know. Sound good if you're drunk. You're like, it's my gum. It's my nicotine gum.
So he should never sniff an airport again, right?
Absolutely.
I agree.
And you should never fly a plane.
Waka waka.
NFL teams will once again stencil messages in the end zone, including end racism and choose love. They can also do stop hate or inspire change. They will display it takes all of us in the opposite end zone for all games.
Seen a lot of stuff on my TikTok about the male cheerleaders. You guys getting much of that?
There's more than one.
There's two.
Yeah, I guess there's two. Oh. Two the Vikings.
Two new ones for the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So they're both fighting the Vikings. Yes. Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know why I only saw Blaze whenever I did that story the other day, but there's another one. Yeah, people have a real problem with this. I can't imagine caring about something like that.
Yeah, I mean, but just could not care less. I don't care about the ladies that are the cheerleaders. I'm not there to watch cheerleaders. I'm there to watch football.
Canceling my season tickets.
Come on.
At age 45, Venus Williams will be the oldest player in the U.S. Open in decades, and she's going to make history. This will be her 25th time competing for a singles championship at the Open. She's ranked 654th in singles, but she did get a wild card draw. She also played in D.C. a couple weeks ago. I mean, she looked good. She was able to move around the court pretty well. I think she's kind of just having fun with this.
Good for her.
I say, is this like, I don't watch tennis, so I don't want to cast aspersions, but this feels like, you know, George Foreman's big comebacks when he's 50. You know, like, it's not, you're not really, you're just there for the show. You're not, you don't have a chance. You're just kind of having fun.
Yeah, I definitely think that's what's happening. The U.S. Open is getting pretty splashy with a ton of stuff like this. Like, you know, I've mentioned the mixed doubles competition that's going to be happening. So I think she might have a deal or something with the U.S. Open to do this. But like I said, she played in D.C. Yeah. She looked pretty good. She made the joke that she was doing it to get health insurance, which I found like a little tacky.
I was going to say, that's a little.
Yeah, it's like your net worth is like $90 million dollars or something like that.
I thought it would be way more than that.
I think Serena's about $300 million, and I thought I saw Venus was right about 90. I could
which
be wrong on those.
Which one's married to the Reddit guy?
Serena.
Okay.
Yeah, so her actual net worth at this point is probably insane because I think that guy's a billionaire.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, good for Venus.
I think you're still pretty good at $95 million.
Yeah. I think you can pay for private insurance at that point. And my final story for you guys, Mr. Beast, the YouTuber, did a charity live stream that raised $12 million in 15 and a half hours. They're saying that sets a new record for the most money raised in a live stream. I had to do some digging to find what charity this was going to, because it's really easy to be like, it's for charity.
Yeah.
Well, what is that charity? It's called Team Water. It does bring fresh water to folks that don't have access to it. So, I mean, this is nice.
It's his thing, I think.
It is. Yeah. It is his charity that he, I believe, founded.
That's great. Wheels, I see that you have something that someone tweeted out, that the majority of old people want young people to live harder lives.
Does that ring true to any? I don't know that I feel like it's true. But
I feel like it's true.
But it caught my attention because the older generation is the generation that's in power. And they certainly aren't trying to make anybody's life as easy as theirs was relative to the time.
No.
Like as a 25-year-old, 26-year-old, it's pretty easy for me to get a house. It didn't take that much. It wasn't very difficult. It wasn't like a challenge. Nothing special about it. I didn't even have a real job yet. I mean, I had a job, but it wasn't like, you know, I didn't have a contract. I didn't have a radio show or anything like that. And a lot of things are harder for the generations that are coming up now. And we're mostly boomers, but Xers too. We're not really helping with that. And I don't think that that's the real thing. I don't think any generation wishes ill against the others. I just don't think they're willing to take the steps because they feel like, well, I had it hard, so you should too.
I have been very I talked about this on the show before, but I've been very fascinated by when I was a kid, it seemed like the goal was the further generations, you know, behind me will have a better and easier life. You know, my dad's thing was always, I'm working very hard because I want you to not have to maybe work so hard. I want to be able to give you a future where things aren't as hard for you as they were for me because I felt like they were hard for me. And at some point, and I think it's maybe the shift, I might even be the shift from like boomer to Gen X being like sort of the older parental, you know, generation. Now it seems like, distracted by the dog, sorry. Now it seems like that has shifted, and now it's like, well, I had to pay for college, so you don't get free college because I had to pay for it. And it's just interesting. I don't know when that shift really happened, but I have definitely noticed that the general attitude no longer seems to be, I think it would be really great if you have an easy time when you're a kid or in your early 20s or whatever, because mine was tough, and I hope that it's way easier for you. And now it's changed into like, yeah, my life sucked, so does yours have to. You know what I mean?
I think Wheels, I appreciate the fact that Wheels was like, it was easy for you to get a house. It does feel like the attitude for many is like, well, millennials can't get houses because of some sort of vast moral failing on behalf of all millennials and all.
We are value judging a millennial because they can't buy a house.
The more like logical way to look at it is like, it is a little more difficult these days. I don't think every single person in a generation is making the same like dumb choice to buy their avocado toast and not do the down payment of their house.
Right.
It is more difficult. So,
I looked this up because of this topic, and I'm going to ask you guys, like, so 30 years ago, if you were 70 or older, you basically combined to have 19% of the nation's kind of net worth if you measure it by the country. That's now 31%. 30 years ago, so going back to 1990, so a little more than 30 years ago, if you were between 55 and 69, you had 37% of the nation's net worth. That's now 42%. So 30 plus years ago, the oldest generations held 56% of the nation's net worth. That is now 72%. So why is that changing? Because millennials didn't do that because they was a lot of time a lot of them weren't born, or if they were, they were little kids. And certainly nobody in Gen Z did any of that. So the people, and as a Gen Xer, I didn't do any of that. In 1990, I was a senior in high school. So I didn't have anything to do with any of that, although, you know, you could argue that. So why, that's, I think, what people are talking about is, like, if you looked at it 30 years ago, if you were between the age of 40 and 54, that generation had 30%, 32% of the nation's net worth, and now it's 20%. That's the homeowners. Those, and by the way, those are parents of kids, right? You're 40 to 54, you're in the parent age, and that has dropped tremendously. Under 40, if you were under 40 30 years ago, that was about 11.8% of the total wealth. Now it's 6.5%. So there's something systemic that's making it all trickle up in age and not really giving the younger generations a chance.
I'm distracted.
What's up?
Because when Andrew said the dog's distracting me, it took me back to when Andrew was interviewing that guy and he forgot his name.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm sorry, I was thinking about something else. Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 351. Been getting a lot of CIA content on my TikTok. Specifically, a couple of guys who are former agents.
Yeah, the what's his name? The guy with the long
the
hair.
Big bushy hair.
Yeah, I forget what he calls it. He's an interesting guy.
He is.
Sometimes sounds like he's full of it.
Yes.
But other times you're like, that's actually a pretty fascinating thing.
Yeah. The other guy, John Kiriakou.
Oh, yeah.
He's a real guy.
Well, he did some jail time.
Yes. But he was saying that the CIA looks at, I'll get the number wrong, but it's basically 95%, that humans are 95% alike, that we all think we're so special. But even sociopaths and people with sociopathic tendencies and such, that you're 95% alike. Men, women, young, old, Ukrainian, Polish, doesn't matter. People are people, and they make decisions based on the same things. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. I will sometimes see stuff on social media that's like, oh, it's really unfair to call someone like a narcissist. Most of the time, when you accuse someone of being like that, you're going to be wrong because everyone has narcissistic tendencies in some way or the other. Mm-hmm. So if you call out that behavior like every time it presents itself, you're going to think everyone's a narcissist.
Right.
Whereas there's many like true ones out there.
He was talking about that, and he said that the CIA does not want sociopaths because by definition, a sociopath has no empathy. So you have no feelings for other people. You have no feelings for right and wrong. He said what they look for are very bright people with sociopathic tendencies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they tend to be team players and they're willing to break the rules for the greater good.
Right. They're willing to accomplish the mission.
Yes.
Even if it means breaking some eggs.
Yes, exactly. I thought that was interesting, too.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the things that I really get fascinated by when I see those guys in particular or others when they talk about how they're trained.
Yeah.
And what there's another guy that does this, and I think he was CIA, but he might have been FBI, too. But he talks about how when you really want to get information from someone, you don't ask them questions. You make statements and allow them to clarify. So, like, if you don't remember something, you'll say, was it that was that when we ran into that guy, that was Murray from New York, right? And the guy be like, no, that was John from Pennsylvania or whatever. Like, so you make statements, sometimes incorrect ones, mm-hmm. and let the person give you answers by correcting you or following up.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know that they're being interrogated as easily when that tactic's being used. I found that to be fascinating.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be very suspicious of people that come up to me and make statements.
Well, this guy, John Kiriakou, is very charming.
Yeah.
And he said
Great interview.
He said, I'm a very nice person. I am very nice. I can get mean. I can fight. I've been trained. But I'm overall a good guy. And so rather than trying to be tough, I just put that into my personality. That when I'm dealing, like a lot of what he does or did was recruit spies. So, Rach, you're Iraqi, and I get to know you, and I take you to lunch, and I take you to dinner, and I take you fishing. And then one day I say, hey, I'm Dave. I'm from the CIA. Would you be a double agent? And he said he always did it as a nice guy, never threatening. Right. I thought that was also very interesting.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.